had a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Murray Wolf with NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Patriots held their first practice of Super Bowl week, and tight end Rob Gronkowski was on the field. The All-Pro was limited in Wednesday's session at the Vikings' indoor facility while still in the league's concussion protocol. Tom Brady was also on the field Wednesday, wearing only black tape on his injured right thumb. Brady was a full participant in practice and continues to heal from a cut he suffered on his throwing hand. The Eagles also holding their first practice of Super Bowl week. Defensive tackle Timmy Jernigan missed practice Wednesday because of an illness. Running back Jay Ajayi, defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, and linebacker Danelle Ellerbe were all listed as full participants. Commissioner Roger Goodell spoke at his annual Super Bowl week presser on Wednesday and announced that the Chiefs and Rams will play in Mexico City next season. The date and time for the game will be announced later this offseason. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever. An engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit Barracuda.com/AI.
Ty Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing on KGYM, all three frequencies, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM. That's Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, respectively. Big weekend coming up for the Iowa wrestling team. It starts Friday night, taking on Minnesota, 8 o'clock duel, Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Your last couple opportunities to see Iowa wrestling in person this year before the season comes to an end. And head coach Tom Brands joining us on the program right now. We always appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to join us. And Tom, I before we talk wrestling, I want to talk about the Arctic plunge last weekend. What was with the pool? That was it was kind of weak.
The pool was actually strong, not to disagree with you too much, but we had no ice. And you can't ask people to walk from shore out to a certain point and then swim back. That's too dangerous. We have great support from Coralville Fire Department and those folks, and this was the only way to make it swing. So it was a strong, what do they say in football, a strong audible by Luke Eustace and company to get that baby set up and still be able to pull it off. I tell you what, the water was just as cold as it was, whether it's in a pond or in a pool, so either way. The thing that didn't cooperate was the weather, and you can't control that.
For people who don't know, you guys raised a lot of money. What does that money go to support?
It's the Hawkeye Wrestling Club. It goes to support our postgraduate. Hawkeye Wrestling Club is the name of it, and those guys are in our wrestling room every day training alongside our roster athletes. And so guys like Clark, Gilman, Brooks, and Meyer, who graduated last year, those four guys are all in our Hawkeye Wrestling Club, training with our guys still today. We also have Bobby Telford. We have Nathan Bierak. We have Matt McDonough. And then next year, you know, Brandon Sorensen will have the option as well to continue his wrestling career. It's not cheap. It's not cheap to do. That's one thing. And so you got to be able to pay these guys stipends. And it's, the other thing is it's what we're up against in the landscape. And it's not about keeping up with the Joneses, but it is about being able to do things without nickel and diming the operation. It's so important that we don't want to have to spend a lot of time deciding on whether our budget can handle, say, adding Brandon Sorensen next year. Boom, it's a done deal. And the reason why it's a done deal without even talking about it so much is because we have the funds. And we're getting better. We hired Mark Perry as a coach. We're getting better. We're getting stronger. Our funds are growing. And that's the direction we're headed, and we want to keep heading that way.
Iowa wrestling coach Tom Brands with us ahead of the 8 o'clock duel against Minnesota. 10 a.m. Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. You can get to Carver Hawkeye and check out Northwestern and then take in. Are you a football fan, Tom? I don't know this about you.
I'm a huge football fan. I played football in high school all the way through and played guard end and tackle, sat on the end of the bench, guarded the water bottle, and tackled anybody that got next to it all the way through my senior year. And I'm a huge Ferentz fan, and that probably goes without saying when you're a resident of Iowa City. And then also Ferentz, you know what? There's overlap with Ferentz with wrestling. So I am a football fan.
When you look at the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick and his record of winning and being successful, are there any parallels that you could draw to wrestling? It's a little Gable-like.
It is a lot Gable-like, and the reason why is because of the winning that they've done has brought on criticism, and it's unwarranted, meaning, and I'm not a Patriot fan, but, you know, you see that people are always trying to drag him down for doing this or for doing that, and he's really nothing more than a pioneer, and he's an outside-the-box thinker. Gable was the same way. When I was even in high school, I found myself defending the Hawks at Gable when I would go to camps in other places in the country where other coaches were, you know, teaching those camps. And I don't want to name names, but they would rag on Gable, and my brother and I, we would be defensive. This was before we even, you know, wrestled for Gable. So there's a lot of similarities when you have a perennial program and you're doing very well. There's a lot of similarities of how people try to tear you down instead of trying to keep up with it.
Now, Coach, one of the more intriguing things that I've followed this year, and I think a lot of Iowa Hawkeye fans have followed, has been Spencer Lee. And you just look at the story, the torn ACL the senior year of high school, and then wrestling to the state finals on one leg, and then coming back this year and sitting out the first portion of the season. Now it seems like he's fully healthy. Is it just safe to say that he might be wired differently than most people?
He is wired differently than most people. He's very fanatical in his approach to the sport. He's not shy about that. The other thing is he's humble. And knows that he has to get better, knows that he can get better, knows that he has to work every day to stay on top and to continue to hone his edge. That is a unique mindset, and let me tell you, we love it. We absolutely love it.
So for somebody who just on the outside looking in, who watches Spencer Lee and go, that's a pretty dominant guy out there, when you say he has to get better and he knows it, how does he go about doing that? What does he need to do to get better? Because most people would look and say, it's pretty good right now.
Well, you got to keep putting yourself under the gun, and you got to find challenges every time out, every day, and that's what he does. He hunts for a challenge. And I was talking to the press yesterday a little bit about the same thing. And, you know, I coached some international guys that were postgraduate guys, and this has been a while ago, but, you know, 5-6 years ago. But we would be coaching these guys, and we would say, okay, what winter tour do you want to go on? I think this would be a good one. And they say, well, I don't want to go to Krasnoyarsk, which is, frankly, the toughest tournament in the world, because I'm going to go there and go 0-1. And that just boggled my mind. And these are guys that have been through our program. Well, we don't have to worry about that with Spencer Lee and also with Jake Warner. I mean, these guys are constantly searching out the toughest partners in the room. They're constantly searching out the toughest competition in the world, toughest competition in the country. The other day, we had Dan Dennis back in town. He came in for an alum workout, and he scrapped with Spencer Lee. And, you know, Lee had a partner that was different, and because Dan Dennis doesn't come into our room much anymore because he's got his own wrestling business going, you know, it was an opportunity, so he went and grabbed Dennis. And so those are the types of characteristics that you have that's addictive and that spread throughout our team, and especially when you have two guys that are wired that way, Lee and Jacob Warner. But Lee's a little bit different. He's a little bit more fanatical in his approach about nutrition, about weight control, about what he's putting in his body, how he, you know, goes to bed on time, those sorts of things. And he's not perfect. Like I said, he's humble. So we absolutely love it. I want to repeat that.
Now, Coach, take me back to the decision to take away the red shirt. It's not something that you've done a lot in the past. How difficult of a decision was that?
It wasn't difficult when you got to the end. The difficult thing, and it wasn't even difficult, the patient part of it was we had to make sure that his rehab was, you know, in line with what it needed to be, make sure that his mindset was, so he's physically, he's making progress, right? Now all of a sudden, okay, how's his mind? Well, his mind's on par, on track as well, right? And we just wanted to keep bringing him along emotionally and physically and mentally, and we did that, and that's a tribute to him. And then in the end, it really was easy. And even when he lost that match at Midland, it was still easy because I just talked about the characteristics that he has about finding and wanting a challenge every day. And, you know, the conversation I had with him and the question answers itself, are you going to go back to Iowa City and are you going to go to the Dubuque Open next weekend or are you going to go back to Iowa City and we're going to get ready for Michigan State? And it was a question that answered itself. So when everything was shaping up, everything was looking good and strong and solid, it was a no-brainer. And I'll tell you what, there's also a danger on the other side of things if you do redshirt him, if you take the conservative approach, which is a lot of times the best approach, especially for a true freshman in the sport of wrestling. But with Spencer Lee, I think the other way to keep him in redshirt, I think that might have been not a wise decision just because of the boredom factor. And, yeah, you can challenge yourself in the room and do this and do that, but I tell you what, it's not the same. It's not the same. He's handled it very well. He's handled the kind of the rock star status very well. He's a leader without being arrogant, without being a know-it-all coming in. He's a humble leader. He's a leader by example, and he wants our team to win as well. He didn't come here to win individual titles. He came here to win individual titles and team titles.
As if you couldn't tell, it's Tom Brands with us, and I'm glad you brought up the team because you guys have dropped a couple duels this year, and I know fans have been discussing it. How do you as a coach reconcile what's best for individual wrestlers against what may be best for the team? Because a lot of times it may not always be in sync.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what you're referring to when you say the fans. Our fans want to win every dual meet and every individual match, and so do our roster members, and so do our coaching staff, and so does our administration. So we're on definite lockstep same page there. If you're talking about Kemmer not wrestling, you know, sometimes there's things that are going on behind the scenes that we're not going to talk about and that people don't know about. So you put Kemmer in that duel against Michigan, we win the duel meet. I mean, it's that simple. But it's not that simple. The best thing for the individual will always be paramount in what we do, always. I've been coached that way. I was raised that way. And when you do that, you're taking the best interests of the team and taking care of those interests the best way possible. To continue to put Kemmer in the lineup when he's got an issue that, you know, is frankly minor, but to continue to do that to him wasn't in his best interest, and it wouldn't be in the best interest of the team down the road. I'll repeat, the reason our fans are so great in our program is because they are on the same page with the same expectations as our coaching staff. There's not a fan out there that has a higher expectation than our coaching staff, and I don't think our coaching staff has higher expectations of our best fans because our fans want to win every time out. That being said, there's things that sometimes happen that, you know what, you're doing the best thing for down the road. It's January. It's January right now. We got to be our strongest at March, and really we want to be our strongest the next time out, and we will be stronger this next time out because we'll have our full lineup out there. Michael Kemmer is in the lineup for Friday night, and we're going to need him, just like we need him every other time. But I want to say one other thing, too, about, you know, dropping a couple dual meets. You know, when you look at our team. Our team isn't good enough to go into a dual meet against a team like Michigan, where basically we're on the same level and both fighting for the same thing, and that's to get to that next tier with Ohio State and Penn State. We're not good enough to not have our best lineup in there and still win that duel. And so that shows that we have work to do, but we've talked about that all year. And, you know, that's where we're at.
Now, Coach, you've always been held the philosophy that you'll take the blame. When you get a wrestler like Cash Wilkie, where you talked about his ability and he's hit a little bit of a rough patch, how do you guys collectively go about trying to get him going?
Sometimes it's conversations that are maybe soft in approach, and sometimes it's conversations that are hard in approach. Our biggest challenge right now is to, you know, find that balance where we, you know what, let's get back to, you know, basically winning. That's basic, just win. And then you got to win the right way. And so just because you're winning matches doesn't mean that you're necessarily winning them the right way. And when you're winning, it's easier to go forward. And so when you're winning, let's start to the next time out, let's start to spread that gap a little bit. And, you know, I saw some things online just recently where he's favoriting some things where our fans are absolutely being brutal on him on social media. And I'm in my mind, and this is what I'm addressing with him, you know, sooner than later here, is why are you on those social media formats, whether it's Twitter or whatever it was. And, you know, that's the world we live in. But to engage these fans when they're calling you, you know, worthless and this and that, to engage them is silly, because you're not going to change their mind, how they feel about you at the time. And what better way to get a fan on board than to go out and kick some butt and pay attention to the task at hand and do what you know that you're capable of doing, and so now we got to perform. And so there's some insight there for you. I do put it on me. That's something that I've always done. But we also have to have, you know, our guys believing in themselves and putting it on themselves as well.
I'm glad you brought up Twitter and social media. And it was a big deal when you joined Twitter, but I haven't seen a whole lot coming from you. What leads to Tom Brands deciding to jump on Twitter in a moment's notice?
I think Twitter is promotion, and I think what it's for, from my point of view, is exactly what I use it for. There's nothing where I'm in a battle with anybody. I never will be. My world doesn't center on what detractors think. My world centers on 35, 36 guys in our wrestling room that are getting ready for Minnesota right now. And the 10 guys that are going to step on the mat, you know, take that even a step further. That's what my world centers on. And we tried to promote our program through that Twitter. We have Chris Brewer. We have Luke Eustace. We have Mariah Stickley, our manager. They do a great job of getting the information out there. They do a great job, and you've seen it recently with the Sam Stoll morning stroll. You've seen it with our move of the week. You've seen it with, you know, some of the things that, you know, the personalities with, like, Pat Lugo. People are getting to know Pat Lugo. He's a popular guy. He's in red shirt right now. But, you know, and so they're doing a great job as well, and that's what it's for. My world doesn't center around Twitter, except I want to get it out there when there's positive things going on in our program. So, you know, the other thing is when you debate with people, you're never going to win that battle. And I'm not talking about myself, because my mind doesn't even work that way, but I'm talking about, like, Cash Wilkie, that situation.
How unhealthy is it for guys to fall down that rabbit hole where they start listening to the outside noise?
I think in one regard, if you're a confident guy and you thrive on negative motivation, and one of the probably best examples that I can give you about someone thriving on negative motivation, and there's two of them that come to mind, it's Mary Decker Slaney. She had her doubters, and she talks about her doubters earlier in her career, and she absolutely smoked the competition because she wanted to put to rest, you know, those people that doubted her. And then Michael Jordan, you know, he wanted to just, you know, shut his doubters up. And if you're wired that way, maybe it could be healthy. But also at the same time, I'm going to spend more time in that wrestling room when nobody's watching me, instead of, you know, maybe spending time figuring out who's saying what about me, because I can use my imagination enough to know that, you know what, I know I don't have a lot of friends as a competitor when you're kicking butt, but you know what, the biggest thing is you got the people that matter the most to you. You got your coaching staff that's got you the whole way, and you got your own fans, and there's no better fan base in Iowa, and that's really all you need to know. So the slippery slope is if you pay attention to it and it bothers you, and you can say it doesn't bother you or not, but it bothers you. And young people, you know, they need approval. And sometimes they need approval from more than the people that really, if you'd asked them, they trust the most. And a mature response to that is, you know what, worry about the people that you trust the most and know that love you the most, instead of worrying about what some jackass is saying about you from afar that doesn't even have a real name on a social media outlet that is hiding and just and wants the best for Iowa, whether it's wrestling or football or basketball or whatever it is, and then he wants to, you know, just kind of pile it on, and he thinks he's helping, or maybe he's just, you know, wired the way to be a jackass.
Minnesota, Iowa, always a big rivalry. Friday night, 8 o'clock, Carver Hawkeye Arena. What can fans expect?
We're fired up. It's the next time out. We have Sam Stoll. We have a heavyweight that our fans absolutely love. And he's bailed us out a couple times this year. And we have a senior that's going to be, this is his last weekend in Carver Hawkeye Arena, Brandon Sorensen, who has been an absolute staple in this program. And then we got Marinelli and Lee and Kemmer and young guys. And you know what? We got to keep that 41-pounder going, or that 41-pound weight class going. And we got to get Cash Wilkie going. We got to get Bowman going. We got to have this 74-pound weight class going. We, you know, we just have a lot of things that, you know what? Got to put these pieces together. We're close, but sometimes being close, you're still a long ways away, even when you're close.
Tom, we're going to let you get back on with your day. I mean this. It is always a pleasure to have you on the program. We never know quite what we're going to get from you, but it's always entertaining, and we wish you the best of luck this weekend. And I know you made that comment last week about losing's not the end of the world, but the end of the world is in sight. Before you know it, it'll be Big Tens and NCAAs, and we wish you the best of luck moving forward there as well.
Rock and roll, man. Rock and roll. Thanks for having me.
Iowa wrestling coach Tom Brands joining us, Todd Brabelkamp show, along with Alex Kuhn, and there
always
you go.
Entertaining, like you said.
8 o'clock Friday night, Iowa, Minnesota, and then Super Bowl Sunday. It is an early start time for that duel with Northwestern, 10 a.m. Hawkeyes still wrestle Penn State. Everything else from here on out, though, is on the road. And there's a reason when people can't swim, why when they wade into the ocean, you usually only go up to your waist. And I can't swim, and I can't talk wrestling. So I didn't want to take too deep of a dive there. But I wanted to poke the bear a little bit with the Arctic plunge stuff at the beginning.
You called him weak.
I called the pool weak.
You called the pool weak. It was strong, according to him.
Tom Brands' best segments are when you get him right. I think I've told this story before. There was a media availability probably 5-6 years ago, and I don't know why, but he singled me out in the scrum. Maybe it was because I was one of the taller guys there, but he'd answer questions, and he was staring right at me. And that is
that's
one
terrifying.
Of the more intimidating moments of my life. I mean, he's an intense guy. I can't imagine him, you know, win or lose against Northwestern Sunday, going home and kicking up his feet and relaxing and watching the Super Bowl. Fascinating stuff, though, with the Belichick. I wanted to ask him about that. Do you see parallels between Bill Belichick and Dan Gable? And what did he bring up? That jealousy or that hatred.
Yep.
When you win as much as Gable did and you win as much as Belichick did, you're always going to have people out there, the detractors. And the social media stuff there, that was gold. Tom Brands joining us on the program. Step aside, take a quick break. We come back, Kyle's going to have a big board update for you and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we can try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
527, welcome back in. Boy, Tom Brand's always fun to have on the program with us. A big thank you going out to Chris Brewer for helping him get on and taking a look at the Hurtin and Starker text line. Tom Brand says a lot of fans out there. They would like him to be on the program more. I don't know if I can handle it. I don't know if I could take it.
You know what?
I'm too weak.
I am as well. But the one thing that kind of triggered in my mind, I don't know why I thought this when we were talking to Tom, but it just made me want to get the Air Force hockey coach on that much more.
Yeah, I've forgotten about him already. What was his name?
Saratori?
No, that's Gene Steratore, the official. It was something along those lines.
Something.
Big Vikings fan. I got to be honest with you. I was going to give it a shot, and then the Vikings didn't get to the Super Bowl.
It's true.
So, well, okay. That ship sailed. Super Bowl, by the way, coming your way this weekend, Sunday, right here on KGYM. Details at our website, KGYMradio.com. Here's Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, Midwest One, where you're the one.
Despite being without their starting point guard, coming off the single worst offensive output in Hilton Coliseum history, and facing one of the most frenetic defenses in the country, Iowa State had an inexplicable offensive explosion last night, upsetting number 15 West Virginia 93-77. Donovan Jackson led with 25 points, Lindell Wigginton had 22, and both Cameron Lard and Solomon Young had double-doubles as the Cyclone shot 62% from the floor and 55% from distance. As good as the Cyclone offense was last night, that's how bad the UNI offense was at a 57-49 loss to Evansville as they fall back below 500 and to 3-8 in the MVC. Bennett Cook with 19 off the bench was the only player in double figures, and the team collectively shot 31% from the floor. This comes on the heels of a 47-point output against Loyola, and in these last two games combined, the Panthers are 34% from the floor, 21% from distance, and have 18 assists to 22 turnovers. The regional pairings for girls high school basketball came out yesterday, and here locally, Iowa City West and Linmar, Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Kennedy, as well as Jefferson and Prairie will all go head-to-head. The Iowa and Michigan State women are tied in the Big Ten with conference records of 4-5. They're playing in East Lansing right now, and at the end of the first quarter, Iowa led 23-17. Megan Gustafson had 8 points and 5 boards. Everybody else is off tonight, so after the show, we're just going to toss it to ESPN for network programming.
All right, Woodja is on the way in hour number three tonight. Also set to join us, Philadelphia radio personality Tony Cotillo. He hosts The Heat Ratio. And we'll talk a little bit about the Eagles and the Patriots coming up on Sunday. Again, you can hear that right here on KGYM. The prop bets are all over the place, including Justin Timberlake's shirt. Will he be wearing a white shirt or a shirt that is any other color when he first takes the stage for his halftime performance at U.S. Bank Stadium? Pink is singing the national anthem. I think the over-under is 2 minutes and 1 second. If you're a degenerate out there and you're betting on the national anthem, you may have a problem. Going to keep it rolling. LeBron James, Golden State Warriors. Could it happen? We'll discuss.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need for your health care needs. Visit careprohealthservices.com.
Honey, you're snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment, make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit, and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePROHealthServices.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Breaking news, Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski will play in the Super Bowl on Sunday. He has cleared the concussion protocol and practiced fully with his teammates today. The Patriots and Eagles made their last official comments to the media today before closing ranks for the ramp up to the game. Both teams are without key players for Super Bowl 52. Eagles coach Doug Peterson.
I got to coach the next guy. I got to get the next guy ready. You know, we hate that a guy like Jason Peters is not with us, or Darren Sproles or Maragos, the guys that we talk about all the time, Jordan Hicks, Carson. But tomorrow's coming, and we got to get ready for tomorrow, and we got to get the next player ready to go tomorrow.
Steelers linebacker Ryan Shazier is going home today, discharged from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. He'll now start an outpatient therapy program. Shazier suffered a spinal injury against the Bengals back on December 4th. In the NBA, the Pelicans make a trade with the Bulls to get forward Nikola Mirotic. Chicago gets three players and a first-round draft pick in that deal.
Hey, Sagat, join us Friday, Super Bowl Friday, man. Devin Hester, Patrick Peterson, Busta Rhymes, all going to join the show. That's Friday in the Dan Le Batard Show with me, Sagat, on ESPN Radio.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
Oh, we can get away with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone.
Was there ever really any doubt that Rob Gronkowski was going to play in the Super Bowl? 319-366-1600. I know it's probably difficult to figure out whether Gronk has a concussion or not, given how he oftentimes acts, but he had 2 weeks to clear the protocol. Patriots gonna Patriot. Belichick gonna Belichick. Trying to draw that out, but... He's playing. Tom Brady's number one target has no effect on the betting line in Las Vegas. I think the odds makers knew number 87 was going to be on the field Sunday. We'll have it for you right here on KGYM, pregame, all of that good. Look, it's the Super Bowl. I know we talked about wrestling at 10 a.m., and I think the Iowa women have a home game as well. Sunday is, I'd wager to say even... Those of you who are not paying attention to the NFL or claim you're not paying attention to the NFL, I bet you figure out a way to eat some boneless wings and drink a few beers on Sunday with the buddies watching the big game. Just an absolute hunch there. You got plans?
No, actually I don't. And I make it a point to always have plans on Super Bowl Sunday. So I have a few days to get my stuff together. I have never not done something for the Super Bowl.
I know from my friends who are in the bar business that it can sometimes be a difficult day because it's not one where people like to go out and leave their home, because part of it is watching the commercials on TV, and you need the audio for that. And a lot of times when you're going out and about at the bar, they'll turn the audio off for the commercial breaks and everything. So we'll see. I like the Patriots. I think they're going to cover up that 4.5. And this just, as I've said all along, feels like a final ride for Josh McDaniels and Matt Patricia. Tom Brady's 40 years old. He's got that decade-old dog bite, which, God forbid, who knows how that's going to affect him. Yesterday's big story, Bill Belichick. I doubt he wins and decides to retire. Speaking of prop bets, I thought this was fascinating. You can bet on the color of Gatorade that they will dump on the winning coach. And a footnote in the story that I was reading earlier today, the Patriots last year did not give Bill Belichick a Gatorade bath at all. So there was no action on that in Las Vegas or any of the offshore books. It wound up being a push, and people got their money back. The previous time before that, it was orange Gatorade the year, the last time the Patriots won.
I always think about that, and how much pressure is on the equipment manager that's mixing up the Gatorade and the cooler in the back. I mean, could you imagine? You think the buddies of the equipment manager are calling that night, like, hey, what color Gatorade are you making tomorrow?
You can bet on Bill Belichick what color his shirt or sweatshirt, whatever he's wearing at the start of the game, will be. My guess would be navy blue, but he's been known to go gray and off the beaten path. Everyone's now Matt Patricia, there's no action on. You know he's going to be wearing the red pullover, especially since it's his final go before taking over the Detroit Lions. 319-366-1600. That's the Hurtine and Stocker text line. But I'll tell you what, use it right now to be caller number 6. 366-1600. Kyle is holding a pair of tickets to Avenged Sevenfold at the U.S. Cellular Center. Got a couple other bands playing with them. I know this is an extremely popular concert. Tickets are very hard to come by. Caller number 6, I'm going to give you those tickets right now. 319-366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is in just a little bit. We've been sort of laughing about this in the building. Not that we've been laughing a ton the last couple days here, but making light of the fact that ESPN is putting the E in ESPN. E stands for entertainment, as has been pointed out by a couple people on the text line today. The idea of LeBron James entering free agency in the offseason and signing with the Golden State Warriors was a topic of discussion on virtually every ESPN program today. Apparently, this is Golden State, which is floating the idea or trying to get some traction behind this. I don't think it's LeBron James's camp, but there are a lot of... I was actually taken by surprise the number of people that said, look, if this happens, I'm out on the NBA. Why? I know it'd be a quote-unquote super team at that point, and people feel like you wouldn't even need to play the season, just go ahead and hand Steve Kerr and the Warriors the championship trophy, but don't you kind of want to see that? I mean, LeBron is a guy who brings some drama with him. Anytime you put massive egos together on the same team, there's only one basketball to go around. I think I would kind of want to see that. Other people are saying, no, if this happens, I'm done with the NBA. It'd be a joke.
Yeah, I agree with those people. I don't have any intrigue in the league anyway. It's not a sport. It's not a league that I've grown up with a vested interest in, which makes it difficult for me to grasp on to what is happening now in the league. I don't think there's much point in playing this season. I know what the result is going to be, and you're telling me you're going to add the best player in the league to a roster that just added the second best player in the league that already had the third best player in the league on their team to go along with one of the best shooters. It just would be completely unfair. And I don't think that it would necessarily be good for the entertainment value of the league. But I said that last year, and the ratings for the NBA Finals were really high. So I don't know. It just depends on which way you look at it. From an entertainment standpoint, that wouldn't do anything for me. In fact, I don't think there'd be really any point to watching not just the regular season, not just the playoffs, but the finals in general.
Yeah, but you know what? People say this in other sports as well. I mean, there's stuff with the Yankees and Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. Just go ahead and give them the World Series now.
Baseball's different in the sense that one player can't necessarily make an entire roster. Basketball, one player like LeBron James can single-handedly take you to the finals. And you're going to put him next to Kevin Durant and Draymond Green and Steph Curry and Clinton. That's unfair. That is a team that would not be able to be beaten.
NBA fans, is this something that you would want to see? Would it be entertaining? Or is this your nightmare scenario? Golden State somehow getting better. Although there can be the argument to be made that LeBron is past his prime. He's still a very good player, but he's not peak LeBron. The idea of LeBron James teaming up with what is already one of the NBA's super teams, and ESPN is taking this ball and running with it. The Super Bowl is 3 days away, and they've got all of their radio shows at the Mall of America, and they're just beating the LeBron James. I mean, it is. It's ESPN. The E stands for entertainment, and whether or not you think it's a story or not, it's got people talking, and it gets people riled up. There's only a handful of players and topics that can elicit that type of reaction. He's one of those players. You bring up LeBron, and you get people going, and boom. Tom Brady and the Patriots, I think, another example of that.
That is true. But the thing that bothered me today listening to it, and it wasn't just on ESPN, it was all across multiple platforms, the hypothetical nature of the talk and the hypothetical bashing of LeBron James. We're taking a report that clearly isn't coming from LeBron's camp. It's coming from Golden State. And hypothetically calling LeBron James, what were the terms used? That would be, quote, the weakest move in the history of the NBA.
Stephen A. Smith said that on his radio program. You can hear it between noon and two. He thinks it would be weak. If I'm LeBron James, I want to win a ring. If I'm the player, and I don't care whether I'm the 13th guy on the roster or whether I'm a superstar, my goal is to win a ring. How is it weak to sign with a team that's in a good position to get me that ultimate goal? I don't understand how that's weak at all. That seems to me like it's hot takery for the sake of hot takes. I mean, it's weak. No, it's not, dude. It's probably the wise thing for somebody who's on the backside of 30 to look at doing. I want to win another ring. Where can I do it? Probably not with the Nets or the Bulls or the Nuggets. Hey, Golden State, why not?
But for the sake of this argument, why not the Houston Rockets? I don't think anybody would bat an eyelash if he went to the Houston Rockets. And I think they would be legitimate contenders in the Western Conference with James Harden, Chris Paul, and LeBron James. Absolutely. I know Golden State is very good, but you put those three together, you have a title contender, a legitimate title contender, and the league has some intrigue to it. I agree. I would not blame LeBron James for going to the Golden State Warriors, but I don't think it would be good for the NBA.
Let's take this idea beyond the NBA, the idea of super teams, good or bad. 319-366-1600 is 9406 points out on the Hurtine and Stocker text line. Durant would probably have to take a pay cut, and Klay Thompson would be gone in order for this to happen. I mean, you're not going to keep the band entirely together, but Durant takes a pay cut. You still got Steph Curry. You bring LeBron in
with
Draymond Green. Who I was go back to his days at Michigan State in East Lansing. I was a big fan of his when he was in the Big Ten. and has more than held his own in the NBA. Why not? But super teams, like the Patriots, they don't win the Super Bowl every year, it seems like it. The Yankees, you look at some of the other, you know, everybody says, well, the Cubs are a super team right now. They won a World Series 2 years ago, fell short last year. Probably not going to win the World Series this year. Maybe they win one. But, it's a super team. It's inevitable. No, it's not. 319-366-1600. Let's go to Sonny in Iowa City on a Thursday. Sonny, what's up?
You make it sound so exciting to hear from me. The super team thing, yeah. I mean, you can talk what you want about super teams, but this situation is, it's perfect radio because it's just so ridiculous, right? Like, this is a step after Kevin Durant took an enormous amount of flack for going there. And then you have LeBron going there on top of that. And the NBA is a face league. Like, there's no other sport where you really see the guys' faces as much as you do the NBA. So you're just that much more attached to it. I don't think you can call the Patriots a super team by any stretch of the imagination because of the way that the cap works in the NFL. But there is a cap in the NBA. I just don't know how it works. Because if you're able to put together teams like that, then it seems pretty crazy. I think that LeBron is still very much in his prime, though, and I think that there's a big difference between what you have here and what you have with guys that are late in their career that have never won a championship, the Ray Bourque situation, where a guy was playing in Boston for 20 years, never won, and then he goes to Colorado explicitly to win a ring, and he does, and everyone thinks it's great. This is entirely different, and it's just so ridiculous. It's like pro wrestling type of situation, but it does make for good radio.
Sonny in Iowa City with the number 77 drop there. Ray Bourque getting a little bit of a reference on the Todd Brawley Camp show on February 1st. Wow. And pretty soon we're going to be just throwing random NHL players out there. Yaromir Jagr, by the way, still playing, not in the NHL. I think he's back in Europe now. This is fascinating. I saw this stat the other day. Yaromir Jagr is older than more than 50% of the teams in the National Hockey League right now. He's older than over half of the franchises. Still playing and still has the flow. That Yaromir Jagr mullet. 319-366-16. See, hockey guy, I know you're out there. I know you're listening. Sonny just threw you a Ray Bourque reference. You don't call the Patriots a super team, but there is an asterisk there, a super organization. Because they're not super players, but what they're somehow able to do is identify guys like Chris Hogan, who was an afterthought with the Buffalo Bills, and they bring Chris Hogan in, or a Danny Amendola, or some of these other virtual no-names, and you pair them with the greatest quarterback in the game, and boom, there you go. And by the way, you got Gronk, and you've got a running game that's built to succeed behind that offensive line, and they don't need superstars. They don't need a big-time running back in that offense. You get Tom Brady, give him a capable running back, and throw some receivers out there to complement Gronkowski, and then hope that the defense does its job. Super organization.
It all goes back to quarterback play in the NFL. And I think a lot of people argue, well, the Denver Broncos won a championship without a very good quarterback, and look what some of these teams in the playoffs have done. But sustainable success in the NFL is almost 100% tied to having a franchise quarterback. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning. I can go down the list on and on and on. You see the same teams back in the playoffs contending for a championship year in and year out with an elite-level quarterback. And in the NBA, an elite-level player will get you one player. Whether it's a point guard, a shooting guard, all of the above like LeBron James, he will make you better. He will have you in the playoffs. He will have you contending for a title. He'll have you almost always in the finals, no matter who is around him. You think back to his first stint in Cleveland, that team around him was awful. Yet they were getting to at least the conference semifinals and the conference finals. So somebody asked, well, I think it was Cyclone Tim brought up the fact that the Houston Rockets, yeah, Chris Paul is not a premier player. He's a good second or third option. James Harden isn't the best defender, but if LeBron James is with those two, that looks that's a championship caliber team.
85-85 on the text line says, bring it on. I may actually start watching the Golden State Super Team. Many still hold on to the late Bulls for that reason, that the Bulls three-peat teams, and of course Michael Jordan stepped aside to play baseball for a little bit, otherwise who knows. Now that, but then there were still teams that were challenging those Bulls. The Bulls wound up winning, but they weren't necessarily head and shoulders above all of the other teams in the league, and I think that's the concern, that that's what the case would be here with this Golden State Super. The idea of super teams is just, I don't know, it's kind of funny to me. But well, it does, yeah, the rest of the league is a little watered down. You're never going to cut down to six or eight teams, as somebody was suggesting on the text line. But you can be competitive. You can still win games and go up against a team like a Golden State. Anything can happen in a seven-game series. You just got to get there. I would favor a Golden State team with that roster.
People comparing those Bulls teams, I think it's completely different. I think the parallel you would draw there is, yeah, Michael, as I was just saying, Michael Jordan was the difference maker on that team. Scottie Pippen was a very good player, but Michael Jordan made that team. And a super team in this day and age, think about if it was around back then. It would be Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, then add Karl Malone in there, throw Reggie Miller on the same team. That'd be ridiculous.
Maybe Olajuwon.
Yeah.
It would be ridiculous. Give him a good big man.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley. Well, I think that team did suit up in 1992 for the United States at the Olympics. That's the original super team. Just ask Lithuania. 319-366-1600-554. Kyle's got a big board update. Philly radio personality Tony Cotillo going to join us in the third and final hour of the program. By the way, John in Cedar Rapids, congratulations, the winner of the Avenged Sevenfold tickets tonight. We've got one more pair. Going to give you an opportunity to take them home tomorrow between 4 and 7 here on the program. And then next week, as we mentioned, some very nice Valentine's-themed prizes from our friends at Hertine & Stocker in Iowa City. They sponsor the text line, 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
Oh, we can get away with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. I don't want to steal any of Kyle's thunder, but I do want to tell you that Megan Gustafson has already recorded a double-double against Michigan State tonight. She's got 15 points and 10 rebounds, now tied the Iowa school record for most double-doubles in a career. That is men's and women's basketball. She is only a junior. She is going to, that is going to be, I think, Cal Ripken-esque, right? By the time that she's got another year and a quarter left, depending on the back half of the Big Ten schedule, probably some postseason basketball this year and then next year. That record is going to be so far out of reach, no one will touch it. How are the Iowa women doing as a team? Kyle will tell you that right now on Midwest One Bank Big Board Update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Despite being without their starting point guard, coming off the single worst offensive output in Hilton Coliseum history, and facing one of the most frenetic defenses in the country, Iowa State had an inexplicable offensive explosion last night, upsetting number 15 West Virginia 93-77. Donovan Jackson led with 25 points, Lindell Wigginton had 22, and both Cameron Lard and Solomon Young had double-doubles as the Cyclone shot 62% from the floor and 55% from three. As good as the Cyclone offense was last night, that's how bad the UNI offense was in a 57-49 loss to Evansville as they fall back below 500 and to 3-8 in the MVC. Bennett Cook with 19 off the bench was the only player in double figures, and the team collectively shot 31% from the floor. This comes on the heels of a 47-point output against Loyola, and in these last two games combined, the Panthers are 34% from the floor, 21% from distance, and have 18 assists with 22 turnovers. The regional pairings for girls' high school basketball came out late yesterday, and here locally, Iowa City West and Linmar, Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Kennedy, as well as Jefferson and Prairie, will all go head-to-head. The Iowa and Michigan State women are tied in the Big Ten with conference records of 4-5. They're playing in East Lansing right now, and as Todd mentioned, Megan Gustafson already has her nightly double-double with 15-10, and Iowa leads 37-36. Kathleen Doyle also has 5 points and 8 assists. Everybody else is off for tonight, so after the show, we're going to toss it to ESPN for network programming.
All right, 2 hours down, one to go. Tony Cotillo going to join us next. Would you on the way as well? Todd Bromelkamp's show coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies back after this.